From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Taliban claims responsibility for Afghan bombing. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for another deadly suicide car bombing in Afghanistan, a day after a series of terrorist blasts killed more than 50 people in and near Kabul. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban says it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district of the northern Kunduz province. Afghan officials said today that the death toll from the blast had risen to 29. Most of the dead were members of a pro-government militia. The Afghan capital is nervous and people are on edge. Pakistan says the spike in deadly terrorist attacks underscores the need for peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Our correspondent in Islamabad, Ayaz Ghul, has this report.
Afghans are once again pointing fingers at Pakistan, alleging their neighbor is not preventing the Taliban from using its territory for staging the attacks. Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz has dismissed those charges, saying there are all kinds of militant factions operating in Afghanistan, making it difficult to ascertain who is behind the bloodshed. Pakistan brokered and hosted inaugural talks between Afghan government and Taliban officials in early July, but Mullah Umar's death prompted the insurgent group to pull out of the next round of negotiations. Aziz says Pakistan can persuade the Taliban to re-engage in talks with the Afghan government only after the group resolves its leadership problem. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
We invite you to come by our website anytime for the latest news, features, and to listen to our programs. This is VOA News.